Hi, you guys. This is Jenna.
And this is Cassie.
And this is the Find Less podcast. It has been a while.
A while.
You know, life happens.
And we can't get together sometimes. And it's just been, I don't even know when it got crazy, but school is winding down for you. I only got one day off, basically, right now. So it's been a little crazy. So, yeah, here we are. Back to chatting with y'all.
Yeah.
And hope you've been well. Giving you good vibes your way. And Cassie's going to kick off this podcast today with a new topic that she has checked out. I don't know if the mics picked that up, but...
Well, I will start it off. I have been listening to some random videos, and I also listened to a podcast when me and the boy were on the way up to Easter this weekend, or 2 weekends ago, however long that was ago now, and it was very, very interesting, and it talked very heavily on, like, therapy, basically. It was basically telling us that, or talking about how this upcoming generations, so, like, I would say if you are basically around the age of, like, mid-20s slash under, of how much therapy can actually also be potentially harmful, which was very interesting, because when you think of, especially nowadays, I feel like when you think of therapy, it's very positive, it's very, oh, you need therapy, like, it will help you so much, which, not saying that's wrong, but it's very interesting when you get thrown into therapy because just to see if it helps you, so to speak. Like, I feel like therapy was designed to help people that need the help. When you don't need the help necessarily and you go to therapy, it actually makes you more anxious because you're actually stuck sitting in your thoughts about things that you might not have ever thought about, honestly.
Thinking about what's wrong with you.
that's what therapy is for. It's,
yeah,
it's taking your whole life and it's putting it in a whole, basically, out in front of you. It's basically like someone sitting there saying, like, well, why do you think that way?
You know what I noticed from this was,
yeah,
and that is the whole point of therapy, which is really great when if that's what you need is someone to sit there and lay out why you do a certain thing, why you're at, like,
why certain patterns repeating.
Exactly. And if you're not mentally able to listen to that, or, like, too immature to listen to that.
I was gonna say, there's a certain age. I don't know. I don't want to say age, because there's kids who probably have had, like, really traumatizing things happen to them and their parents put them in therapy. Not really sure how that goes for them. But I feel like therapy doesn't work until you accept that you need it to work.
I think that when it comes,
you have to do work in therapy.
I think the reason that it could potentially be helpful in kids is if they want somebody to help them understand why their parents are getting divorced, or if they lost a parent unexpectedly, maybe that would be helpful for them to talk to somebody other than a parent or their friends, because that's a lot to put on. Like, if your mom or dad passes away, and you're a child, and the only person you can talk to about is the other parent, like, the other parent's going through it too, which is a great thing, but at the same time, you might need to have someone else to talk to. But when you're in therapy for a divorce, let's say, or for a death of somebody really close to you in that way, they're not sitting there necessarily analyzing just you, you know, like, they're not going to sit here and be like, well, it's your fault that your parents are getting divorced. Like, fuck no. They're not going to sit there and say that. They're going to be like, well, how do we feel about that? And they're going to bring it into, like, the kid's form. But if you're just throwing your children into therapy because you know it's helpful, it's not going to be helpful. A lot of, I've seen a lot of research, and obviously many things, about how this, like, the kids now slash people, I would say, like I said, 20s and under are the most depressed generation.
Yeah.
How are they, like, if you really just look at it, how are they fucking depressed? we have all of these things that are out for them. If you just, like, look around, like, there's so many avenues, there's so many people to talk to, there's so much help out and all these things. And then people say, oh, that's just, like, related to all the shitty things going on in the world. But not every single child as a generation is getting affected by those things. Mm-hmm. Certain areas are, of course. So obviously there's certain trauma depending on where you exactly live, mm-hmm. and what you exactly physically go through. But the happiest generations are the people that went through Great Depression. The happiest people are the ones that went through all that horrible shit.
You know why they're happier? In my personal opinion, they don't have social media. I think social media is like the number one cause of unhappiness.
Well, literally. That's what a lot of people were saying as well. Is like they, through all the research that they did, there was they said like social media is a huge cause.
Correct.
But the other huge cause, other than that, is that they actually didn't really go through something so fucking hard as, like, a whole, like, generation.
Mm-hmm.
The closest thing that they have gone through at this point has been COVID, quote-unquote, is the hardest, like, generational thing that they had to go through. But at the same time, like, that's not so, like, people weren't necessarily, like, they weren't at the point where, like, they all lost their jobs, they had no mm-hmm. food, they had no nothing, like.
Well, I think, and we were talking about this before, too, like, not trying to, you know, speak negative on anyone, but, like, parents are to blame, in my opinion. Like, I don't think, from what I have observed in, you know, my nutrition club and talking to kids who are literally 20, you know, 15, 16, their parents aren't there. Like, they just aren't emotionally present for them. Like, I remember when we were kids, you know, very grateful. Like, I don't know. We were always playing outside, always doing stuff. It's not like our parents didn't do stuff with us. I feel like our parents did. Or they got us involved in activities where they'd watch, like, T-ball and stuff like that. You know, we were always doing stuff outside, moving our bodies, like, getting that dopamine, you know, burning off all this stuff, like, energy. And it was good energy. You know, where a lot of these kids grew up on tablets, where their parents don't want to deal with them and don't understand, like, there's no discipline with parents, not all, but with most parents, because their kid's crying, they get irritated, they throw a tablet at them, and they're like, finally they'll shut up. So, like, that's the pattern, you know, the kid's gonna cry again, and last time you gave him the tablet, so they're gonna assume the same thing, and then you don't give him the tablet this time, and they're gonna throw an even bigger fit, so you give in again, and then at the end of the day, you're just gonna be like, give the kid the tablet. You know, so, like, from what I've heard is, a lot of parents just aren't emotionally present, you know. I talked to a girl who was 20, and we were having a conversation at my nutrition club, and she was like, yeah, this 15-year-old I know is, like, blah, 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 not even going to school. They're doing online school, which I don't think is acceptable for kids to do, because they're getting into trouble. You know what I'm saying? Like, really, like, what are you doing? Like, if you're 15, now I'm not saying everyone, but this child is supposedly getting into trouble, and they're like, well, and, like, doing drugs and stuff like that. And I was like, well, I asked her, I'm like, well, where are her parents? She's like, her parents let her do whatever they want. Like, they don't care. Like, they don't want to be, you know. And I unfortunately see that a lot with a lot of kids who I've met, like, who are drinking and doing all this stuff. And I'm like, in my brain, I'm always like, where the hell are your parents? And I do say that to him. I'm like, who are your parents? Like, where are they? Like, oh, yeah, they don't care. Like, oh, they're out drinking too. Like, I don't know. For me, it's just such a parent thing of, like, accountability. And now these kids, you know, who've had everything handed to them and given to them, and, you know, when they would throw a fit, they would be just given into. Well, of course they're unhappy because, like, they don't know what to do with themselves. Like, they can't work for anything. They don't feel accomplished in any way. Like, they don't feel loved. They don't have, you know, I don't know. They just don't have discipline. That's really my thing, where I'm like, I feel like they're just not disciplined. And not saying our generation's any better, but I feel like we're a little better. Not everybody. I can't speak for everybody. But I'm grateful for the way we were grown up and how we learned things. Like, nobody's perfect. But, like, my parents did not give in to me if I ever threw a fit. Like, I'm getting spanked and sent to my room and stuff taken away. Like, my parents would just say no, and they'd say, because I said so. Like, there's no, like, they were really just like, no. And, like, don't know, half of these kids, the things that they tell me they do, I'm like, absolutely not. You are a baby. Like, I don't personally, and I didn't party in high school, so I have a different life than most people. I did not party in high school. I was solely focused on sports. That was like my thing. But even if you did party in school, high school every once in a while, like, there's 15-year-olds drinking every weekend now. That's crazy. And hitting vapes. Like, where are your parents? Like, and it's the thing is like, yeah, is it partially the kid's fault? But guess what happens when you have a kid and you just let them just run wild? Like, of course they're going to get out of control. Like, you created a monster. Now they're a teenager. They're really mouthy. They're not going to listen to you. Because when you're, like, they're younger, you have to discipline them.
Yeah, and I feel like that really does... I feel like that goes really, really hand in hand with this part, too, because we were... Our parenting style... Like I said, our generation, like, our age specifically, mm-hmm. it's a hit or miss on how you were raised. Correct. Because I feel like after us, basically people that are, like, 18 downhill. And under right now, anyone in high school currently and under, I feel like their parenting styles are, for the most part, different.
Yeah.
Anyone our age, it's a very hit or miss on how their parents raised us.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were the generation that was still kind of in the boomers, kind of a little after that.
Yeah.
So, like, they still had the really strict parents themselves.
Correct.
So, it depended on if they wanted to continue kind of strict or be lenient.
Yeah.
So, I think it's hit or miss. But I think that if you really look at how our parent, how we were parented, that shows exactly on we, the kids nowadays, their parents aren't putting them through any hardships.
Mm-hmm.
They're not sure. Okay, this is gonna sound really bad how I'm gonna say this, but sure, they don't show them love.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's the only quote-unquote hardships that they're gonna have,
mm-hmm.
that's not horrible.
But to them,
of course it's horrible. But at the same time, they aren't getting love, yeah. but they're getting to do whatever the fuck they want.
But they don't feel like they accomplish anything.
Correct. They only find that out later.
Yeah.
But I'm but like during the time they feel fucking cool as shit because they're doing whatever the hell they want. Our parents, on the other hand, like for me specifically, my parents didn't show love, but they also put me through hell a little bit too.
Yeah.
So we got both. We got still the like discipline, and we were like
our parents, you know, didn't heal from their stuff. Like you're still coming out of like, pardon my language, but like the beating kids phase. Like we were still in that
exactly
if that phase, you know, which and like it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't fun.
It wasn't, but at the same time, I'm not saying that I agree with just like beating your kid either, because there's definitely a difference.
There's a disciplinary action that needs to be taken. There is a difference. Place.
Obviously, we're not yeah. sitting here saying go fucking beat your kids.
Please don't.
But
that's no. Not at the what
same
we're
time, though, I remember that when my life fell over when I fucked up.
Yep.
Because I knew that my parents were going to not beat my ass, but that's what yeah. I just felt like they were going to do. I was terrified of my parents.
Same.
Which is a good thing to an extent to
when
have.
You're doing stuff you shouldn't be doing.
Correct.
You should be scared of authority.
Because I felt like there were certain times that I would be grounded and I did feel like that was rock bottom as a child.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like 110%. And then obviously that really made me appreciate. But, like, me being grounded for a week or 2 weeks, that made me appreciate the fuck out of me going and be able to spend time with my friends.
Yeah.
And it already put that into my head that, okay, there's going to be shitty times, but then there's going to be non-shitty times.
Yeah.
Granted, the shitty times were self-created. Not correct. All the time, but sometimes. And then on top of that, like, obviously throughout life, like, when you're getting older, my parents were very much like, hey, you make your own money. You spend it how you want. So mm-hmm. if I had money... Awesome. I can spend it. If I didn't, if I yeah. decided to spend all of it and was quote unquote broke in like high school, I couldn't do anything fun.
Comes in ebbs and flows.
And so I think that like for me, I can really be happy when I'm doing great. Obviously, did we sit there and go through a fucking Great Depression or a war? No, we didn't. Obviously, mm-hmm. that makes the whole country have to go through a hardship.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons.
Together, yeah.
But at the same time, like, I feel like parents in a whole household can create something along those lines. Whereas now, if you think about it, all these parents that... So there's obviously the parents that don't give a fuck about their kids, kind of, in a way. And they just throw the tablets and, like, their iPad kids, 110%, mm-hmm. that let them do whatever they want. You're my best friend. Those types of parents. There's also the type of parents, though, that are wanting to be somewhat proactive and be like, here, I'm going to give you as many resources as I possibly can, which... Sounds amazing.
Overstimulating.
Which is amazing. Like, that you want to help your child so much.
But that's overstimulating. for but a now, kid brain.
But now your child doesn't know what a fucking hardship is. You know what I mean?
I'm going to say something really controversial. No, it's not even controversial.
Well, this whole topic, it's not controversial.
Well, this, you know, I'm going to tell you guys right now, you're going to hand all these resources at a kid whose brain is, like, not even 1% basically developed. Like, you think kids can pick their fucking gender at that age? Like, are you kidding me? Like, you think they can process therapy? You think they can even, like, they can't even barely say big words. Even if, like, isn't your, like, prefrontal cortex not even developed till, like, you're past, like, 21 or 22?
It develops 100% when you're 25. Which, so neither of us have literally have it yet.
Literally. But, like, I'm telling you right now, and, like, I'm not going to apologize because this should not be offensive at all. It's not offensive. I'm just spitting facts, okay? But, like, kids go through all these phases, like, where they're learning about themselves. Like, I was a tomboy. You were a tomboy. We literally hung out with the boys, but we're girls. Like, we are girls at the end of the day. Like, we gravitated towards the women as we got older. There's nothing wrong with a kid going through a tomboy phase, but, like, these kids just see other kids as kids. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you're not, like, differentiating, like, oh, that's a boy who blah, blah, this or that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're friends with everybody. That's just, like, how simple life is. So the fact is that, like, kids are just, like, oh, they're sponges, okay? Like, they absorb so much, but, like, not as much as you think they do. But, like, they do see little things. Like, they pick up on people's attitudes or, like, how you talk to people, what you're saying so they can say, like, things like that. But, like, kids' lives are so simple. Like, why are we complicating it and ruining it? Because that's why these kids are unhappy. Because right at this age, we just dumped all this shit on them that, like, they don't need to know anything about this. They will learn as life goes on. Like, I don't understand, like, what there is to prepare a kid for unless, like, okay, you're a mom who has a drug addict problem and you did drugs well, like, you know, you had your baby in your room. Yeah, then probably, like, therapy and other things are going to be needed for that kid. Because that kid's probably going to be messed up. But, like, the fact is that, like, we're overstimulating kids is crazy to me. Because even with the iPads and, like, tablets, like, that's all too much. Like, there should be very limited time. Like, they're so precious. Like,
yeah.
Engage their brain with a toy.
I think I found out the podcast that we were listening to on our way up to, not about to drop
Minnesota.
The town, up to the cities. It was a Joe Rogan podcast, and he's great. He has a bunch of random people obviously like go on and, yeah. and speaks about stuff. I couldn't tell you who the person he had on. It was some woman. And like they were talking about all of this stuff, and she, you know, she actually brought up, and like I said, I don't want to dwell on this topic too long because otherwise someone's gonna say something. But she even brought up that there is therapy for, like, when they do give therapy for kids, they do talk to them about gender, okay? And cool, whatever. But if the kid doesn't have any necessarily, like, issues that they need to deal with in therapy, they're only going to basically talk about gender and stuff. And on top of that, as a child, depending on the age, don't get me wrong, they're going to start questioning things. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? You know what I'm saying? If you're brought up to a topic, you're gonna think about it. You know what I mean?
I think it's highly inappropriate to me that they're bringing up gender because they're trying to confuse these kids. So I think as a therapist, that's highly inappropriate. This kid per se was a girl, like born a girl, like hormones, sex hormones, whatever the fuck. You know what a fucking girl is. Like, I don't care if people cancel me. I'm just gonna, because I know anyone who listens to this podcast knows what's up. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's be for real. But, like, why are you, oh, do you think you're a boy? Like, shut the fuck up. Not saying they say that. But I personally just think from, like, a professional standpoint, it's highly inappropriate. And I think that they're purposely confusing these kids to get them fucked up. Well, and need more therapy, honestly. Well,
so, the, whoever it was, I will look up who the girl was. Like I said, I just don't remember. She said that actually there's a bunch of statistics that no one talks about, obviously. For multiple reasons, mm-hmm. This is not a statistic anyone talks about. There is a group of people that have slowly, very slowly, been speaking up about how they regret transitioning.
Correct. I've seen that too.
And it breaks my heart though, because obviously I work with kids, but like to think that a child was confused and saw that all this stuff is like,
yeah.
And I'm not saying, like I said, if that's what you want to do in your life,
go ahead.
And I'll support whatever you want to do.
No.
But at the same time, like,
you need to be 18 or older.
For someone to sit down and actually encourage your mind full-heartedly to make that 100% in your head, be like, yep, this is exactly what I want to do, still at a young age, it breaks my heart to know that they wish that they didn't, because if they, like, just the fact that there are people out there that even do regret it, because it makes me hurt knowing that there are people that, you know, do regret that decision.
What's really unfortunate, the system failed them, their parents failed them, their therapists failed them, the school system's failing the kids, like making them read these books, like
it's not something that you can just, it's not, once you are fully like transitioned and like go through like surgeries or medicine and like do the actual, you know, transition, like if you fully do
the
it.
The actual surgery's terrible. There's a lot even of people just, who even speak just out on it. Taking
the estrogen or the
your body. Oh my god, I can't even, like, because this, I did watch a whole like documentary on this person who transitioned to female, and they literally talked about how botched the surgery was, like how messed up it was, how they feel pain every single day. They're on all these, it's just like it's unfortunate because, like, I'm not even, like, being dramatic. It's literally mutilation of your parts. It's literally so sad. There's this recent article that came out, this doctor who, like, does all of these different types of surgeries on patients, like, for fun. Like, patients who are dying that, like, consent to surgery, they do, like, all these different, like, surgeries of private parts on people. Like, and that's just, like, I want you to understand, like, just even listening to that, like, how fucked up and sickening that is. Like, that makes me feel so icky. Like, I'm literally, like, get this energy off of me, icky. Like, that's just, like, and they want to do that to kids. Like, well, you're telling me that's normal to do that to a kid who's, like, not going to be developed till, like, past 18?
I think it just, like, I'm full, like, there's a whole difference between, like, being able to just say you're something else or someone else, that's totally fine. Especially when you're a child. If that's what you want to do, you know what?
You want to be a mermaid? That's fine, girl.
Go fucking be your mermaid.
Because, like, I was a mermaid and I'm still a mermaid.
But, like, I think for, like, people to know that, like, there's therapists that if a child does bring up those questions,
they're a predator, they're, like, in my opinion.
But that they're, like, that's potentially crazy. Like, I understand if the kid wants someone to talk to. I understand that, because obviously anyone that isn't even straight,
yeah,
whatever sexuality they want to choose, like whether they're gay, like any of the,
I think it's only gay or straight, because what? Or,
well, there's just no, there's like the pansexual, all those.
What
ones,
the fuck
there's just
is
so
that shit, bro? I'm sorry,
that means
I don't,
you don't like
know.
A gender, you just like the person, which that one makes sense.
Well, that's okay.
In my head.
Yeah.
But, like,
okay.
But that's why I'm not, like, necessarily, like, saying all of them, but, like, everyone knows the list. There's a bunch of them. Whatever you want to be, whatever you consider love, whatever, all those things. Those are things that you can change consistently.
Yeah.
You can go through and you can go back and forth. You can do whatever you want with those things, which is easy. So if a child is then talking to you about those things, there's no physical changes with those.
And I think the question is, like, honestly, what therapists should be asking, okay, like, why are you confused, or why are you, what preempted this? Like, what led to this? Because that's how you pinpoint situations. And if somebody's, like, low-key fucking with your kid, or, like, the school, oh, well, at the school they had us read this book, I'm pulling my kid out of that school. Like, absolutely not. I'd be like, no, that's not helpful. And, like, you know how many, like, I don't even know what statistic on this one is, but, like, it's very obvious. You know how many transgender people are, like, super unhappy and hate their fucking life? Like, 95%. Find me one who is, like, so freaking happy.
I mean, I think there's other things that do contribute to their unhappiness.
But I understand. But I'm just saying, like, let's be for real. You probably were doing better what you were born as. And don't even get me started on sports, you guys. Because I'm not trying to be a hater. I'm just, like, here for, like, women and men being in their own categories and brackets because we are physical differences. Like, it's just so obvious. Like, my boyfriend could kill me with one arm. Like, seriously, I stand no chance. And I've been lifting for 4 years. But he's just a big man. You know what I'm saying? Like, just in general, like, the whole sports thing, like, you could bring, I think they even said, a high school basketball team, like a really good high school basketball team, beat a WNBA team playing basketball. Because we're just so, it's so different. Like, you can't even, like, okay, so I'm going to get controversial here because we're already in it. So what female who's transitioning to male and now is a trans male is going to play in anything male league sports or do any male league competitions? Nobody ever, because guess what? You're going to lose. Like, you're still a woman. Let's be for real. Men who are transitioning into female and now saying they're a trans female going to play in women's sports is absolutely absurd. Like, you're cheating. Any medal you win is bullshit. You're completely different. I don't give a F if, like, oh, well, I have these hormones. Girl, no. You fucking have been a man for X amount of years. I just, like, don't understand why people are like, well, this is equality and this is fair. And women are standing up for this shit. You're fake as fuck. You do not support real women. Like, you're letting men just, like, make a mockery of us and make a mockery of our sports and, like, be like, and you're praising and be like, yeah, feminism, this is a woman. It's a man. This is everything against your feminist bullshit. Because I'm not a feminist. Like, I'm not. I'm going to say that straight up because I do not believe in feminism. I think it ruined a lot of shit, too. So, you heard that, too, now today. Like, you know, but, like, I don't know. I'm not for, obviously, any of the bullying or anything like that. I want to state that. But I'm just being keeping it fucking real. If you logically and honestly were being honest with yourself, you'd be like, yeah, that's not okay. Because it's not. And people are getting seriously injured, seriously hurt. Like, it's bad. It's just bad.
I think that we have to understand, like, we've done podcasts on the masculine and femininity, all the stuff, like, men and women physically, there's a reason they're born different. They're physically born different.
Anatomy. Like, I don't know why it's we can argue with science.
It's not about your mental. Well, let's take mental out of it. It has nothing to do with mentally how you are or any of those things. Physically, our bodies were made differently. And I'm not just talking about parts, okay? Mm-hmm. It had nothing to do with a dick and a, like, titties, vagina, and none of that stuff.
Titties.
It has nothing to do with that. It's just the fact that, yes, men and women's bodies were built different, and men are were created to be the stronger of the two. How their muscles build, how everything in their body works, it physically works different in women. And I'm not going to sit here and say, like, neither of us are sitting here saying that women aren't strong, that all that stuff.
We're in a different category. It's, you should never compare a woman, like, against a man.
It's basically, like, sitting there trying to say that an orange should be a part of the apple category.
Literally. And, thank you for saying that.
And the Honeycrisp is going up against the Cuties. Like, that's just not.
It just looks stupid. Like, you sound dumb.
And don't get me wrong. I understand that some of these Cuties. Okay, Cuties. Oranges.
Oranges.
The oranges do want to be apples. Okay? And props for them, because apples are also baller. Okay? But the apples also trying to be the oranges. Like I said, nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, if you're going to compare them, you can't compare them in that category, because that's not their correct category.
Correct.
But I think that people just, like, but then people do get butthurt about it. And it's like, we're not saying that anyone's sitting here, like, if you want to believe that you are whatever you believe, you do that. And
I'm
props to you,
sorry,
for being that.
But, like, if you're getting your feelings hurt about straight up facts that have been proven for, I don't know, since Earth has been created, like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, maybe you should get checked in to therapy or an insane asylum, because, like, you're not making sense. Like, I have no time to argue with people. Like, it's just, like, I don't even understand why people think they're, what is smart is coming out of their mouth. Like, I don't know, maybe therapy did that shit to them. I do not know, but, like, there's something seriously wrong since this is a rising rate. It is unreal how, like, messed up it is.
And I think that, like I said, not at all whatsoever are we hating on those communities of people.
No, because incorrect. We literally have friends.
We love, it's not that we have any disregard to it. I think that there's just so many things when you start trying to pinpoint people against people, that's when shit gets
there's
confusing.
Just like straight up facts and then there's not facts. And but I'm not saying you, if you're gonna say you're transgender, I'm like, okay.
Like, go you.
But proud if you're you. Gonna say, this is my issue. This is the issue. So, they used to want to be, like, identified as, I'm a transgender woman, right? Now they want to just be identified as women. Then how are you different? You know what I'm saying? Like, they fought for this differentiation to be a trans woman and be empowered that way. Like, you are trans. That is what you are. You are not like me at all. And you never will be because you technically are a man. But if you're going to say you're a trans woman, I'll be like, yeah, you're a trans woman. Okay. But, like, you should not be competing in my sports. You should not be competing in my shit because you're still a man, biologically. You are a man. Even if you take away your penis, doesn't matter. It literally runs through your veins. Literally runs through your body. Like, I don't know what to tell you. It just is the truth.
And I think that all of these topics, it does suck that a lot of these do get talked about in, like, something as simple as a therapy session.
It's fucked up.
Especially when it's, like, comes to anyone. I think that you're, like, knowing how I was in high school compared, like, my brain is not even fully developed yet. I still have a whole fucking year to go. But knowing that how my brain was in high school, I would still say that our brains in high school, they are still sponges.
You're so susceptible. Even in college, dude, you know how susceptible we were to everything?
Correct. And I think that it's just, you go for whatever's around you, quote unquote,
cool or like in, everyone's or, doing, yeah,
exactly. And I think that obviously, like, nowadays, and I told Jenna did this before we started, that, like, looking on, not saying that, like, besides the social media aspect of how it fucks us up, looking at how there's the social media for, like, us as 23, 24 year olds, there's all those cool reels and that are motivational and therapies, little mini therapy sessions, looking inward and those things. That's great for me mm-hmm. at this age.
Yeah.
But if you look at that when you're 16, 17 years old, your brain might not understand what the fuck that's
like
saying.
Too much for those kids at that age. And I told one of my, you know, girls who works for me, she's like 20 and she's like freaking out about what she wants to do. And I'm like, dude, like, chill out. I said, shadow, do stuff. I'm like, you're worrying about all these things you should not be worrying about. And other people would disagree. They'd be like, no, they need to be worrying about that stuff. I think it's something you should think about and work towards. But I'm like, right now it's not happening. So don't force it to happen. Don't force yourself to go to school if you don't know what you want to do. Like, it's just the urgency aspect because it, like, gives you that hit. Like, you know, you're just always chasing that feeling yep. of, like. But yeah, those kids, like, they're learning stuff that they shouldn't even be thinking about at that age.
And I think it's wild. So after listening to this podcast, the podcast I heard in the car, I was like kind of like sitting there, like I'm old enough to self-reflect on my shit, and I was like sitting there thinking about some of the times, like, when I like want to teach and like help either my nephews themselves, like family members, or just like my physical students. But like, I sit and think, like, I always wanted to teach, like, I always want to teach them lessons I've learned. And it really put me into the perspective of, like, you can't. I can't sit down and teach every single student on how I got through something like bullying. And I don't think that, like, bullying is ever a great thing.
But you gotta go through it. I'm sorry.
To an extent, I believe. Yeah. Obviously, there's a huge difference.
Yeah.
There is extreme bullying by a shit ton fucking long shot.
Yeah.
But then I think that someone sitting there potentially calling you a meanie or very, very
or
minimal.
Getting, I'm sorry, somebody not sitting by you at lunch. Like, that shit's just gotta happen.
Like, very, very minimal bullying. Basically, the bullying I'm saying is somewhat okay is the friends not getting along bullying.
Yeah.
It's the we're getting into fights, and you need to get in fights with your friends. You need to figure that out. You need to go through those things because, like I said, we did it very, very And we didn't even, like, think about it like that. Because thinking about how our generation, like, us, our age, hasn't been through a full-on, like, war or hardship like that.
Yeah.
But we're still able to be happy. And these people, these younger kids, aren't able to really be truly happy is absolutely sad to think about. That it's they don't know what true happiness is because they have nothing else.
Yeah.
They don't know what being fucking sad is. All they are
they're
is
sad,
like,
right now.
They're sad, but they haven't been so sad where they know what happy, like, they haven't had the balance between the two.
Yeah.
They haven't been able to experience happiness versus sadness.
Yeah.
To differentiate the two, because it's not that all these people are sitting here going through like sitting here being entirely poor or anything like that. They're getting, like, their happiness is coming from them getting a new phone or the little jolt of excitement on social media that they get and, like, watching funny videos. That's their happiness.
I mean, we could say the same thing about our generation, though.
Like I said, our generation is very, very on the borderline of,
I think,
those
that's
things.
A lot of people. So, a lot of people.
Yeah, I think that it's just kind of crazy to see that all these kids are stuck like that. Because everyone does want to give them everything. And like I said, I understand why people want to do that. I want to help as many people. Like, we all have the urgency to want to help people, too.
At the end of the day, you just gotta
there's certain things someone has to do by themselves.
I mean, you gotta learn. Maybe those kids need therapy. I don't know. Not the therapist who's gonna ask about their gender, but, like, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I guess if your parents aren't there for you, like, at the end of the day, yeah, when you turn 18, not trying to be like, that's when you're really an adult. But, like, at the end of the day, you do gotta figure it out. And you can no longer blame your parents because you're choosing to be in this circle, this cycle of, like, not feeling good. So, like, if you really want something to change at the end of the day, like, you have to change. So what can you do different?
And I think that that's what the youth need to understand now is that, like, what you're stuck with your parents when you're literally stuck living with them, whether they're loving, they might be loving, maybe they're not, maybe they're the people that ignore you entirely, maybe they're the people that sit there and just hand you, like, electronics to just make you happy and whatever. But even if that is your parent, when you are physically able to make all the decisions by your fucking self, that you can choose to be happy. You can choose to find little things that do make you happy, whether that's literally just simply going out fucking side
any day. So even if you do live with your parents, it's really up to you.
You can always be happy.
I mean, but it's not obviously realistic to be happy all the time.
Well, no one wants to be either. Like,
I would. Personally, you're talking about
yes.
this, I would love to be happy 24/7.
See, but then at the same time, without having a low, if I didn't have any low, not saying like crazy low, because I could go without having the really big lows.
I don't want the lows. I just want that dopamine, but I know that's not realistic. But because at least, like, I know that, and I've been through lows. So, like, definitely expecting more to come, because at the end of the day, life is a roller coaster, or you could compare it to ocean waves. They come and they go. So that's just how it's going to go the rest of your life. It's never going to be smooth sailing, which I thought it was going to be that way. I had an unrealistic expectation. Not that my parents told me that, but, like, that was my unrealistic expectation myself when I was done with college, which is not true. So I just want to preface that. Just let you know, after college, it doesn't mean it gets better.
And I feel like
sometimes it's just flatline for a bit.
Which is okay.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, I think that even some people that are maybe in a potential, like, slight low or any of those things, like, there is always an up to it, and then it also allows you to really appreciate when you're having a great high of dopamine and great things happening,
serotonin, like, and
truly enjoy those moments, because there might not always be that exact moment, obviously not anything we want to happen or anything crazy like that, but sometimes we just wake up and we're kind of sad that day or just not having the bestest day. Maybe it's something super little. But those little like amounts of days that aren't 110% great ass days,
yeah,
really make us appreciate our great ass days or the little wins we get. It just needs to happen.
That's facts. Well, I feel like we talked about a lot. I don't even know what we would call this podcast, honestly. Controversial ? Because a lot of controversial things in here and a lot of information that was given. And this is the exciting news you guys get to look forward to us being back. Oh my gosh. So with that being said, wow. We appreciate you. We hope you got some value out of this, or just some information, or some like, wow, I didn't know that.
Makes you think a little,
you know, and just like, damn, okay, I see the way you move, you know, but always in good intention and good ways. But we appreciate you guys. If you could give us 5 stars, we hope you have an amazing Sunday, and we'll talk to you guys next Sunday.